Reading from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, and the heading of this section of Scripture, the parable of the hidden treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy he went and sold all he had and bought the field. And then also reading Mark 16, verse 15, he said to them, and this is Jesus speaking, our Lord and Savior, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. And I'm on high octane. I have a friend in the studio here. In fact, I wanted to get him in the studio for months because I was encouraged by just being around him, his passion for saving souls, being used of God to be out on the streets with his gift of evangelism. He's a singer-songwriter. He's helped organize days of prayer, treasure hunts. We'll talk a little about that. Hearing from God, helping college students, youth groups, teenagers know that they can be used of God in various ways, out on the streets, reaching people. He's passionate about outreach, training churches or training youth groups or large groups to know that they can have an active role in evangelism. And so with me in the studio is Levi Vincent. He's a part of Levi Vincent Ministries, and you can find out more at levivincent.org, Levi, L-E-V-I, Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T.org. So, Levi, I have you in for a couple reasons. I'm encouraged by your testimony. I've seen some YouTube videos or some clips of you sharing. You have tips and ideas on how to reach people. You do this for churches, so if you're a deacon or a pastor or part of a large group, take note of today's broadcast because maybe you'll want to invite Levi in to talk about it. But with the Billy Sunday program coming up, the one-day revival here in Springfield, it's Billy Sunday 1909 celebration. It's coming up this Sunday, so a few days away. It's at 4 p.m. at the BOS Center. That's the Bank of Springfield Center. It's right in downtown, a few blocks from the Capitol. It's One Convention Center Plaza in Springfield, 4 p.m. this Sunday. It's a free event. And if you tuned in last Wednesday, you heard from Billy Sunday, a.k.a. Russ Williams, but it was a delightful conversation. He talked about Billy Sunday's conversion up in Chicago at the Pacific Garden Mission. And then he talked about his own testimony, coming to Christ through Christian radio, through reading the Bible. And so if you haven't planned on coming out this Sunday to Springfield, do it now. There'll be a worship choir led by C.C. Doss, who we interviewed some months back. It'll be representative of many churches. There'll be testimony time, and it's all happening at 4 o'clock. So come on out to Springfield. You can find out more, and they would prefer that you register at BillySunday1909.org, BillySunday1909.org, so they can make arrangements, have enough handouts and materials ready for you. But it's one event you don't want to miss. And Levi, I appreciate you carving out time coming in here today. And the topic's going to be a little bit about your testimony and evangelism. Let's nail down those two things, because I know I'm going to already have you back to share about some of the other things God's doing in your life and how you've been serving him these last 10 years with the Levi Vincent Ministries, something that God put on your heart. And then you talked with some various churches that are supporting you, and you can always use more support, but you're seeking the Lord for different things into the future and maybe even using your singing and songwriting ability. I know at the National Day of Prayer, your song was released or shared with that whole group. But tell us a little more about Levi Vincent and some of your faith journey.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for having me today, and God is so good, and I did grow up in a Christian home. My parents, Kent and Poppy Vincent, were going to Christ for the Nations Bible School. It's where I was born, and they dedicated me to the Lord, and I always was blessed by being in a Christian home and the values and the blessings that come with that. but the temptations of the world were definitely there for me in high school, and I tried the things of the world, and it left me very unhappy, very unsatisfied. And I do know what it's like to feel separated from God, like I don't have hope, like I don't know what the purpose of my life is. And that's why I'm excited for those listening today. If you feel like you don't have purpose, if you feel like you don't have hope, or you're captive to your sin, you need Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you call out to him, he is going to save you. And that's what I did. The Bible says anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I said, God, if you're real, help me believe in you. I think I was 19 years old, and I said, help me believe in you. And I started reading the Word, and that scripture that you read in Mark chapter 16, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. It says that those who believe and baptize will be saved. It says, these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. When I read those words, I thought, now that sounds like a life. That sounds like an adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, I was used to being the life of the party and trying to have as much fun as I could and riding around in the country, seeking the thrills of this world. When I read that, I said, that's what I was made for. Mm-hmm. I was made to see the kingdom of God advance. And anybody that is alive is knowing that there's something more. There's something supernatural, and there's power that God has created us to walk in and live in. And Jesus is the answer.
And that segues pretty good with the other verse you suggested that I opened up the program with about the kingdom of heaven is like a hidden treasure in a field. Talk a little about that, because when you recognize God's love for you and his care and his compassion, and that you're going to spend an eternity with him, not because you're a good guy, good looking, an athlete, do the right things, tithe or give money to the church or whatever, or help the poor. It's because of what Jesus did.
Yes, yes. The treasure in the field is us. You know, God sees more than just a field when he looks at us. He sees a potential treasure that can be birthed out of us when we receive Christ. And that great love is what changed me. I remember one day I heard my mom crying in the other room, and she didn't realize the struggle that I was having inside of me at that time, where I really needed to make a choice of what I was going to do with my life, if I was going to turn to God or live for the world. And I heard her crying all the way across from the house. I don't know how I heard her. I think it was God. Mm. And I went in there, and she said, you're going to miss out on everything God has for you if you keep doing what you're doing. And I don't even think she realized how unhappy I was in the world. And I said, yeah, if he is real, you're right. I am going to miss out on it. And immediately it's like I could see God on his throne as a king in the spiritual realm up above me. And I said, wow, if she loves me that much and she's an imperfect person, how much more does a perfect God love me? And I just felt the love of God for me. And that great love of God, that he would give every single thing in his son Jesus to die for us, changed my life. That lit me on fire. It made me come alive. And I said, that's what I want. I want to have a relationship with this God that loves us. And compassion filled my heart. And I began to see every single person in this world that would drive by on the interstate or on the road. I would see them and just weep for them. Mm. And I felt God's great love inside of me for them. And I knew that if he loved me, he loved them, and that there was hope for them.
Mm. I don't know if you can notice it. Look at my forearm. See how the hairs are standing up?
Yes.
I like what you're saying on this, because I've always looked at this a little differently. And this is what I love about God's word. It's living and it's active. And many times you can read it and read it differently the next week or get new insights. Or it's like that onion, they'll say, well, you peel a layer and then there's another insight and peel another layer. Or like when you mine and you dig a little deeper and there's gold, and then you dig a little deeper and there's diamonds or whatever precious truths to glean out of it. I've always seen this as the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. So I've always looked at it, it's like when I grasp the concept of God's love, that he cared for me, that I had that eternity set out for me because of what he did, I sold everything. I sold out to him. Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm passionate. I'm filled with joy. I'm going to, you know, if you will, sell everything because of this precious gift that you've given me, eternal life.
Yes.
So I've always looked at it as, yes, when we find Jesus, there's nothing better. We should be willing to sell everything. But I like how you kind of looked at it in a sense that this is God's perspective, that we're that chosen gem, that treasure in a field, that he's willing to sell everything. He's willing to give us his one and only son. And that's what made my, That's what made my arm kind of tingle, like, wow, that's true. That's the truth of John 3:16,
yes.
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him, and so God literally sold everything and treasures us. So I like that. That's kind of a new insight for me. And I love the fact that you extended the invitation to anyone tuned in today. Yes, there's the senior saints that revel in a testimony and know God and love his word, but that person may be far from God, that person that's discouraged today, that person that's hurting, that person that feels unloved or doesn't quite understand the meaning of life. Why am I here? Why do I exist? And so again, tell them the hope that they should have because of the character of God.
Yeah. Suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety. We live in a fallen world, and we also have an enemy of our souls, and he's attacking us. And in these dark days, we have hope in Jesus. He gives us the power and the strength to come out of the chains, come out of the darkness. But I agree with you, Mark. He is also the treasure, and that's where the mutual relationship comes, is we get to give everything, and it's the divine exchange of us giving our sinful rags, our broken life to him, and he's going to give us the kingdom of heaven in exchange. And when you call out to him, he will save you. He will save you from addictions. He will save you from pornography. He will save you from the real struggles that we are having in this world right now. And he is a good father. He is a very, very good father. And he loves each and every one of us so much. And it grieves him to know that we would turn our back on Jesus and that we wouldn't receive him, because he knows that Jesus is the only way. He is the only hope, and without him, we are dead in our sins and separated from him. And some of you listening might be saying, yeah, that's me. I am separated from God. But the good news is that you can be alive in Christ Jesus by calling out to him and saying, save me.
Amen and amen. And if there's a stirring in your heart, if there's some healthy conviction, now I want to explain the difference between conviction and condemnation. Conviction, oftentimes God uses the Holy Spirit, will prod some thoughts, some concepts in your mind and heart, and it might bring out something that you know is wrong, or bring the concept that I shouldn't be doing these things. But generally, it'll draw you to a God, a sovereign God that loves and cares for you. So healthy conviction points out sin, points out, yeah, I was careless with my words, my thought life. Maybe I shouldn't practice those things. So that's healthy conviction. Holy Spirit conviction, we desire, we want. It helps us improve. It's that sanctification. But condemnation is never from God. That will tend to cause you to turn your back on God and run away. That's of the devil. The devil wants to bring condemnation to you so you don't turn to God. So like you're unworthy, you can't ever measure up. None of us can. We're all sinners. But conviction will help us draw on God's strength, recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, and bring us into that relationship. So I love healthy conviction. You hear me say it all the time. Healthy conviction is great. I want to be refined. I want to be that ambassador for God, to be that disciple of Jesus. But don't let condemnation, don't let the evil one have you turn away from God, because he does care and loves you. Now, Levi, you experienced that throughout your life and throughout these days now, and I'm going to have you back to talk a little about outreach and evangelism and street evangelism, which is your passion. That's going to be another program, but with this being Testimony Tuesday, talk a little bit about God's love, his character, because as you mentioned, when we say the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, we think of this holy, wonderful, awesome, sovereign God. He's great, he's caring, he's compassionate. But some people had a bad father, a dysfunctional dad. He wasn't there, or he was abusive, or they don't know who their dad is. So when they think of Father God, they can't identify with this loving, sovereign person that you're talking about. So how would they get to know this loving God?
Yeah. In the book of Hebrews, Paul explains to us that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. And so when we get to know Jesus, we get to know the Father. Jesus said, "I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." And so when we read the word, we get to know who our real dad is. You know, our earthly fathers are actually just our physical fathers, but they aren't the ones that created us. And this is the cool thing to understand, that God is our real father. It's not that he's our second father, and if we believe in him, we get to have this second dad. No, God is the originator of us. He is our original father that created us, that thought of us, that designed us, and planned our life before our earthly parents even knew who we were, even thought about us. And so we all have a real heavenly father who is more of a father to us than any earth father could ever be. And he is a king. He is a just God. He is there to defend us. He's there to speak up for us. He's there to be a brother to us. He's there to be a lover to us. He is all things that we need. And I can attest to my own life. He set me free from my addictions. He set me free from my pride, from my selfishness, because he filled the void in my life. I was lost. I was trying to be tough and strong in my own strength. And he filled all those voids in me and made me feel complete, made me feel loved and accepted and known. And that's what the world needs, is to know that they are known. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to hide from God. And actually, he wants you to come to him just as you are and say, "These are my struggles. These are my fears. These are the things I'm dealing with. Help me."
And I love that you mentioned the claim that Jesus said about himself, which is amazing. He can't just be this wonderful rabbi or this good teacher, the concept, the liar, the lunatic, or the Lord. When he said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father," and I would exhort the listener to, Levi, to read about Jesus, read through John, read the New Testament, actually the Old Testament too, because it always points to the Savior that God sent to bring healing and hope to the world. But get to know Jesus, ask God to reveal who Jesus is, because he's revealing who he is himself. Because when you see Jesus, you see how God would treat women, how God would treat those that are disenfranchised, those that are hurting, those that have been neglected, those that have been marginalized. Jesus reached out to those that were poor, that had seemingly no gifts or abilities, people that were lame, that were blind. He brought healing and hope, and that's how God is. God's to be viewed as this wonderful, awesome God that he is. But he takes a special interest in you, listening friend, because you're not here by circumstance. Yeah, Levi mentioned it. Yes, obviously a man and woman came together and you were born, but only God can bring true life into this world. And he destined you from all eternity. It was in his mindset years ago, eons ago, I can't measure time, but he desired to bring you onto this planet, and he desires that all come to know him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in the closing minute or two, how did you come to terms with asking Jesus to be your Lord and Savior?
I was desperate. I was lost, and I didn't know where else to turn. And I took the seeds that had been planted in me as a youth and said, I'm going to give Jesus a try. I'm going to try this. I've tried it a little bit. I need to try what happens if I give him my whole life. And that was the difference for me, was the final point of surrendering every part of my life to him and putting my faith in him.
Well, listening friend, you can put your faith in him right now. In fact, if some of these concepts are stirring in your heart or you're feeling like, I think I need to surrender to Jesus right now, we would encourage that. This could be your turning point in your life and in your eternity. Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you. He shed his blood for you. He shed his blood for me. I call on Jesus every day, and he empowers you with that Holy Spirit to understand his word, the calling on your life. He's given you gifts and abilities and talents to be used to further his kingdom purposes. You'll have and be able to walk in that relationship, daily talking to him, hearing from him. And so we would strongly suggest that you ask Jesus into your heart. Recognize you're a sinner, just like me, just like Levi. We all have fallen short. None of us earn our way into heaven. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can start that new birth this very day. If you want to talk to a counselor or somebody that can lead you into that relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, Levi, like I said, I'm going to have you back because I want to talk more about street evangelism, how you've been used of God to equip youth and small groups, or even churches for that matter, to see the various steps that they can take and how to pray up those divine appointments that God would put them on, those treasure hunts where you say, okay, Lord, take us to an area where we can witness for your sake. And so we'll have you back. And I also want to point out this Sunday, 5 days away, come on over to Springfield for the Billy Sunday 1909 celebration. It's happening in downtown Springfield at the Bank of Springfield Center. It's a huge complex. I think it seats like 8,000, but we're hoping many of you will come out. It's Pentecost Sunday, this Sunday, May 28th, 4 p.m. If you need more information, call Kevin at 217-341-9782, or better yet, log on to BillySunday1909.org, BillySunday1909.org. That way we can track how many people are going to be coming, so we have enough materials and all that. And you can register, and it's a free event. And be praying for Levi in the coming days as God continues to use him. Find out more about his ministry at LeviVincent.org, LeviVincent.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Levi Vincent with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.